It should go Your Mom's House featuring Tom Segura and the main mom,
no.
Christina Perricchio.
You're like the fucking dumb porn girl.
Honestly,
you're like the fucking dumb porn girl. Now we're rolling.
Honestly,
oh my god, you did it again.
Oh my god,
oh my god, you did it again.
Oh my god, that was
Jesus Christ.
It's all gross.
Far fewer bigger. Oh damn,
honestly.
Now we're rolling.
Except, I think porn girls. Wow. Honestly.
Cook and push. Cook and the push.
Honestly.
Cook and the push. Cook and the push.
Wow.
Cook and the push. Cook and the push.
Honestly.
Cook and the push.
Because he licked every inch of the carpet.
But these fucking... This system is the worst, man. This is why we are trying to upgrade the studio. Your microphone's on.
Oh. What happened? Did Blue Band mess that up, or that was a technical error?
No, that was technical on this thing. That's why we're moving the studio.
We have a plea for you. For 2014, help us upgrade the studio. We've been doing this punk rock style now for 2 years. It's time to grow up. It's time to get some real equipment up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Please,
that's
if you haven't bought something from our store, a Bikes t-shirt, a new Top Dog black shirt, a wipe down collection, please purchase it to help us get new stuff.
It's going to be gangster in here in a minute when we get all this stuff. And all you can go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. There's links to everything, to the bonus episodes, to the store has, you know, multiple shirts. It has the albums. It has the whole collection if you want everything in a bundle. Any of that will help us to get this all this new equipment, so that'll be awesome.
Because we also want to stream it on YouTube, on the internets, so you guys can see
what the
interwebs on here.
Yeah.
We have a very handsome guest here today.
Who would like to be on, for sure.
His face should be on some kind of video.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely. Ryder Bones. Is that your name?
Ryder Bones.
Ryder Bones is here.
Ryder Bones. That should be my porn name.
Yeah, you do. Man, you have a voice made for audio shit.
Oh, thank you very much.
Holy Christ.
Very masculine.
excuse me. It's Friday. It is Friday, the 20th of December, and you are doing a show in...
I'm at the Atlanta Punchline right now through Sunday. Come holler at me. The Atlanta Punchline. And then afterwards, Tom and I go to the DC Improv December 27th through 31st. We're doing New Year's Eve there.
You guys do a lot of road dates together?
No.
Not really.
That'd be adorable. That's kind of cool. I'm actually being serious. I'm not even. That's
no, I know. People, it's happening. It's, you know what? 2014, there's all kinds of surprises that are going to
happen. We do the podcast live together. Like, we tour with the podcast. So that's something we do together. But stand-up, we don't usually do together.
You got to start doing that once in a while.
Yeah, I mean...
You got to make it special. Like, you're doing New Year's, so do New Year's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we're doing Valentine's Day together.
Correct.
Valentine's?
Valentine's.
That's going to be Valentine's week at the Chicago Improv.
In Schaumburg.
That's right. And before that, I'm going to be in Anchorage, Alaska.
What?
Holy shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for 2 whole days, January 17th and 18th. At the Platinum Jacks Comedy Club. And then January 29th through February 1st, Kansas City Improv.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
Ah, that's my town.
Is it?
I'm from St. Louis, but all my family, like before me, is from Kansas City. Great town.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Great place.
Should be good. So follow us on Twitter at Christina P, at Tom Segura, and at...
At the Skylar Stone.
The.
Because...
The Ohio State University.
Because somebody took at Skylar Stone.
Someone took it?
Yeah.
A porn star?
I don't know. Her name's Deb Dayton.
What a bitch.
In Florida. And like I,
she's a fan.
The last time she tweeted was like December 2009.
So and
you
weird.
Cannot get a hold of Twitter.
Oh yeah,
like it's like trying to get a hold of an A-list celebrity. Like you just can't get a hold of them.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
It's What's so his weird. Name? The guy from Queensryche, I think his name Jeff Tate. So Jeff Tate, the comic, had you know it was taken.
Yeah.
And so the guy doesn't tweet. So he's like, dude, let me fucking have Jeff.
And he gets screwed out of it as a comic. Oh, also, guys, I put all my 2014 dates on ChristinaComedy.com. And if you check it out, it's gotten a facelift. It's got a whole new look, all new pictures, all kinds of special treats. So peep out my brand new website.
Fucking peep it.
Just had to tune them out, buddy. So much. I'm so full right
well,
now.
Like, where'd you get it from?
Just local restaurant.
Dude, I can
down here.
I am like a tuna melt aficionado.
For reals?
Yeah.
Where
are you a Greenblatt's tuna melt fan?
Oh,
I mean that
say
fucking
no more.
Thing.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my god.
Wait,
I
now
like but Mort's Deli in the Valley too. And
ooh, I haven't had that.
It's an old school Jew deli, yeah.
Yeah. You're an old school Jew, right?
Are you
no,
an old
I'm not
Jew?
I'm not Jewish.
Skylar?
Get out of here then.
You really thought I was Jewish?
No.
There's no Jewish Skylars, right?
There's Jewish Stones, so
Jewish
sometimes
Stones.
People think that I am.
Yes.
But also we want to promote most importantly, more than a live show, that you have a motion picture out today, right?
Motion picture coming out today. It's called Walking with Dinosaurs. It's in theaters, 3D, and IMAX.
That's a big-time movie.
I'm really excited about it.
No,
I'm not
going
to lie. My kids are excited about it.
Well, let's get into all of that.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And then any live shows? Anything you want to talk about that's coming up live?
I have a monthly show at the Hollywood Improv called Comedy Rocks. The next one is Tuesday, January 14th at 10 p.m. It's a really cool show. It's a little different. It has like a music theme to it. So I book a lot of acts that play music in their acts, like Nick Thune or Garfunkel & Oates. And then I do a set. And then anyone that does a set that doesn't like use music in their act, I ask that they somehow talk about music. They don't have to like make
really?
The whole set. Yeah. Somehow the whole thing has like, you know, you can do an impression of Prince. You could tell a story about getting high with the Black Crowes like Chris Porter's done on the show. Just something that has to do with music in your act. And then I close the show by interviewing a really famous musician and like a really like in sort of a podcast meets Howard Stern, Wayne's World sort of, you know, fanboy way. I've interviewed Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, Stuart Copeland from The Police, RZA from Wu-Tang. I got Dave Grohl coming up. I got Ben Folds coming up.
They came to the show.
They come to the show and I interview them live on stage.
That's
a lot of fun.
Do you release that audio or is that just for the live audio?
You know, a lot of people want me to turn it into a podcast.
Well,
so I'm thinking
like,
about doing it.
Jesus Christ.
That's a good idea.
Do you have recordings of that stuff?
I've recorded most. I forgot to record RZA.
You forgot to record RZA.
Oh, man.
Why don't we just end this right now? Jesus Christ.
It was a crazy holiday show and I had a lot going on.
Wow. All right. Well, we got a lot to get into. Let's start the show. Let's do this. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
All
right, let's go.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name. Oh, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry, right? So is the church and state supposed to be separate? I'm confused because I never went to school. Right? Is a confused person get a resolution? I don't understand. You see, when you go like that, right, you have a cross, two sticks, right? And that's how I felt when I was in Waterloo. Because when I walked in Waterloo and smiled at people, they treated me like a vampire. They used the cross and they went like this by not smiling at me.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone love into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin. Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
That was confusing audio.
That was very confusing audio.
What was that?
A lady on the streets, this is for like a fashion blog.
Yeah.
Was like just, you know, it was just a kind of, it seemed like a pretty simple operation, just camera, girl with a mic was like, "Hi, what's your name?" And was about to ask people questions, and she asked this guy, "Like, what's your name?" And he was like, "I mean, you heard what he said."
Right.
It builds a little more from there. If you want to hear a little more, would you like to hear more?
That was his response to "What's your name?"
"What's your name?" Yep, yeah. That's what all she asked.
Dude, you've got some shit going on. If you did not answer that question, you got to go that into it.
Here's the beginning of it again, just so I'm pretty sure it's "What's your name?" Right? Let's see.
What's your name?
My name? Oh, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because, you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry.
So it's right off, right away. And he looks completely normal. He's got his khaki pants and a button-down shirt tucked in.
Khakis.
Seems like a clean-cut guy. He goes on about this
thing. In Toronto, hey, hi guys, you know me, Steve Spiros, easygoing. Those who know me, I'm a nobody. You understand? And you can't kill a person with no body. So why am I
That was kind of clever.
Ooh. Right, right.
I'm a nobody. I don't have a body.
Got you it. See? I'm following. I don't know about you.
Double
but
meaning.
I follow
right now.
Afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? You figure it out. I'm getting out of here.
That was really, he went
you
very aggressive.
Out.
He also just did a 180. I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman.
Yes. It was the thought entered his mind. I'm not afraid. And then he's like, well, wait what am I afraid of?
If there was a boogeyman then.
Yeah.
Right.
And he also went from a pretty, I would say almost pleasant tone to extremely aggressive. It in just a snap. It was, I'm not afraid. I'm out of here. Like he went all the way up right away. You know?
Boogeyman.
Like,
who's the boogeyman? You figure it out. I'm getting out of here. I'm going back to Waterloo where the vampires hang out. And I'm going to wear my sunglasses that night. You know why? Because women show their tits, have short skirts, and then they feel violated when I look at them. Why? Because I have sunglasses on and I'm weird. I'm from Humberside.
The girl interviewing him is really amused because she thinks it's like funny for a second. And you can see that she's like interviewing him with a smile. And then
gets scared.
She gets very scared.
I'm scared. I'm not even there.
You're definitely not there. Yeah. And she gets very scared and she's looking off camera like, you might want to help me.
Yeah.
Or like, when is this going to be over? What's going to happen next? She's very scared.
Well, in today's world, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here. Like, you're starting to really actually get scared of people. I mean, every other day, there's some sort of a person that walks into either a naval base, a school, an elementary school. So, like, you're starting to go, like, you know, at what point do you go, well, that guy's just being weird? Or, wait, what if this guy's actually about to do one of these things?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is how they act before they do it.
Right.
That's how I am these days.
You see the they caught a kid at Harvard, with the bomb threat.
Yeah.
So this kid had an exam that he wasn't ready for, so he called in a bomb threat so they would put off the exam.
Right.
And or he emailed a bomb threat to the Harvard Police Department.
That's not smart.
Not smart at all.
Well, he used a service that lets you remain anonymous.
Right.
Which you go, okay, that is smart. He's a little Harvard kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he signed on to Harvard's wireless network before he got on. Mm. So basically all they had to do was see who got on this software and who got on the wireless network at the same, like close
of course,
to the same time.
Yeah.
And they pinned him down immediately.
Of course.
Idiot.
You know what, though? From what I understand, like, the nutbags that do stuff, aren't they real quiet? It's always like, he never said anything, and that's why we're all so surprised. So I think
the ones
that are talking are the ones that you're okay, I'm okay with.
Right, right.
Give you two that weren't quiet.
Okay.
Okay, you got the Colorado guy was making a lot of, like,
yes, you're right, the guy that was...
Yep.
Emulating the Joker.
Yep, yeah. That guy made it. He had tons of warning signs, and people were just saying, "I'm scared of him." And they were distancing themselves. So it's like in today's age, do you distance yourself or do you like contact somebody?
Right.
And then there's the other guy. There was the guy in New Mexico that shot the senator or the representative. Do you remember that one? He was bald.
Yes.
He was bald. Had that crazy look in his eye.
He shot the female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At like some, like, you know.
He was nut. His mugshot, he's like.
Craziest mugshot I ever saw.
Ever. Totally nuts. Yeah.
Like, seriously. There's actually a YouTube video that he put a public YouTube video up of him literally walking around going, we're all numbers. You're a number. You're a number. It's like a point of view shot. It literally looks like a point of view video game. And he's just like fucking like marking people for like, you're going down.
Oh, boy.
You're going down. I'm nothing. Don't listen. He sounded a lot like that guy, actually. I'm not even kidding.
Yep.
See, now here's the thing. And I've been talking to Tom about this because I read the latest Dr. Phil book, Life Code. I don't know if you're into it, Skylar. But here's the point. Is that they don't teach you this in school, okay? I studied philosophy. Mm-hmm. Nobody teaches you that the world is full of scumfucks, lunatics, dirtbags, sociopaths, and people who will just take your shit
bad
if you
people.
Let them. They're shitty people.
Yep.
And I feel like, you know, as long as you can identify... This guy's clearly, I don't know if he's evil, but he's a nutter.
He's schizophrenic.
Yeah, he's hearing stuff in his head, and that's not his fault.
Right. It's still funny, but I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Fucking hilarious, but that aside...
But do you teach your kids, like, hey, some people are just nuts, and what you do is you turn around and you go the other direction.
Yeah,
you don't engage.
You have to teach that. Do you teach your kids that?
The thing I'm most focused on right now, because I don't think it was done well with me, so it took me a while to like get rid of really bad traits. I'm trying to let them know life's not fair. I'm big on that. Mm. Huge on that one. You got to tell kids life's not fair because they think like, oh, well, Jaden got something, so Kylie's got to get
something.
Do you
tell them straight up?
I tell them straight up life's not fair.
Like life's not fair.
I want them to know that because I remember getting to LA thinking everything needs to be fair and then realizing real quick like, oh shit, no, it's like shit's not fair.
Right.
I want them to know, I think life's not fair is a valuable lesson.
Why do you think that is and what do you, like what's your philosophy around that? Like what led you to that specifically?
I would say acting the way that I acted for several years when I moved here and just realizing people are like, dude, he's so entitled. He thinks everything's supposed to happen when he wants it to happen. And then realizing that I was looking like a fucking idiot for a long time and I don't want my kids to get out of school and think the same thing.
What gave you your sense of entitlement?
I think maybe coming out here and just wanting the world and wanting it now. And I think everybody does do that when they come out here.
Right.
But
you were really putting it out there.
I was really putting it out there. And if something didn't go my way, I was a nightmare. Like
really?
Absolute nightmare.
Like a diva, basically, about it.
Yeah. I mean, there are those that I've seen that are way worse than me, but definitely bad for me, for sure. Yeah,
right. You know? Okay. I mean, but you had success really early.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's part of why...
why you had that, probably.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean...
Because it was the first... Did you come out here and then shortly thereafter, you had a show called Con,
yep.
Right? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
How long after you came out here?
Within 2 years, I sold a show to Comedy Central. And like the first show I ever pitched. I'd never even written a treatment. So I thought, well, it's just this easy.
This will happen all the time.
It's not that easy.
Yeah. Like,
in hindsight, especially after you have a show that only lasted one season, it gets harder. Now they're looking at you like, it didn't really work last time.
Oh, right.
Let's really, examine this. You know what I mean? So it was shocking to find out how much one show under your belt wasn't awesome and special.
Yeah.
It was more like it was actually like used goods.
Now, to the people that don't know, explain what the concept was for Con.
Con was fun. Con was taking male instincts of what we like and want to do and living life like a prince, that four-star life when you're just the pauper. Just it was basically like, catch me if you can. The heart of that movie is a guy that's like, why can't I live the first-class life?
And
know, why shouldn't I get that?
And you were taking that to the level of, I mean, con meaning like you're going to con your way into that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, so it was a prank show. I'm like, well, it was a prank show, but we never came out and said, gotcha. Like,
right.
There was no punk.
Yeah, you just did it the whole way.
I just did it. And then
The one that jumped into my mind, which I thought was really funny, was you guys called a baseball team and you were like,
that's my favorite one.
Skylar or whatever name you were going by is an accomplished American Idol contestant. He's like one of the runner up or winner and he wants to sing the national anthem professional baseball game.
That's awesome.
And they were like, let's make it happen.
Well, we worked backwards. So we went from like, you know, I'm like, all right, how do I get by?
So ridiculous, and it's so hard to do. Okay,
it's not. It wasn't easy to do.
Right.
So wait, take us through that one because that was really fun.
All right, that one. Well, it's my favorite one, so I'm glad you like that one. It was the pilot, and it had a lot of heart in it too. So like, even though it sounds like I'm some crazy like dickhead con, it was more think Ferris Bueller. That was the tone of the show.
Right. Right.
It wasn't like fuck you, I'm conning you and stealing your money.
Yeah.
It was.
I want to do this awesome thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it always worked backwards from some crazy male instinct of, I want to go to the Playboy Mansion, I want to do this. And one of them was like, all right, wouldn't it be great if you and your buddies could have box seats right behind home plate where every guy wants to fucking sit?
Sure.
And get free drinks and free beer the whole time. So that was the goal. So I basically looked up the San Francisco Giants phone number, very easy to do. I called as my own manager and represented myself. Mm-hmm. And I go, hey, what's going on? It's Mike St. Aubin. And that's the name I used every time.
Saint
it was always Mike St. Aubin.
It's a great agent name.
Yeah.
Well, it was my best friend's name in college. We went to Western Michigan together. And he came out here with me. And he hated L.A. He left after 2 months. He's like, I'm out. I'm like, dude, you're just going to leave me here? Like, we're supposed to be bros. Like, we came out here to conquer Hollywood.
Yeah.
He's like, I hate the people. I hate the vibe. I'm a Midwest guy. I got to go.
Yeah.
I go, well, I'm going to make your name famous somehow. And he goes, how? I'm like, I don't know yet, but I'm going to figure it out. And so the night of the premiere was funny. The show came out and he called me. I'll never forget. He goes, did you use my name in every episode? I'm like, yep. He's like, you realize I could sue you, right? I'm like, you better not. And so I basically use his name every time. So I called up. I'm like, yo, it's Mike St. Aubin. I represent Mickey Streets. He was on American Idol 3. And dude, American Mickey Idol Streets. Could not have been bigger this time. It was
right.
Fucking huge.
Yeah.
And so I go, I represent him. He's from Modesto. He wants to come back home. And like, well, did he win? I'm like, no. And I knew I couldn't say he won because like, well, that's not true. And I knew I could. He couldn't even be one of the 12. I said he was like the top 36. You know what I mean?
And smart. Like, what was Mickey Streets' whole MO? Like, were you the rebel guy who, you know what I mean? Just spiky hair, or were you the crooner who sang love songs?
He definitely wasn't the crooner. He was, I remember actually in the episode I explained it because, you know, I looked at the camera. I was always looking at the camera like Ferris Bueller. And I go, I was like, what did I say? Oh, I remember what I said. I go,
names are killing me.
You like Mickey Streets?
Yeah. So Mickey stupid. Streets is so ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, what's funny is that was Mike St. Aubin's nickname.
Come on.
So, yeah, we called him Mickey, and then the ST in St. Aubin looked like Street. So we called him Mickey Street. So I was always getting like hometown references in
I got you.
Without anybody knowing.
Great.
So, I looked at camera and I go, all right, now now's the part in a con where I have to realize I've been on the phone with these people convincing them that I'm Mike St. Aubin on the phone. And now I'm going to show up. And if I have the same voice as my manager, this guy might catch on. So this is what you do in a con when you've been playing two characters. You got to come up with a new voice. So for Mickey Streets, I'm thinking somewhere between Justin Timberlake and that musical theater major you went to in college that drove you nuts. So I gave him like a real effeminate, just like this vibe. And like, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? So grateful to be here. And like, I literally talked that way in person, right. And they just completely bought it. Like my hair was slicked over to the side. I was like, yeah, man, I'm just all about
leather, singing. Leather jacket.
Dude, leather jacket, leather pants.
I remember,
yeah. Mm. Leather pants.
So you were like a Romeo. Yeah. I love
so, wait, after you make the call and you're like, you pitch this, are they like, let's get back to you, or are they buying it right then?
Oh, they didn't buy it right away. No way. But they also did not buy it. It was just kind of like, all right, we'll submit some materials and we'll see what's up. Now, you got to remember, this is like 04. So Google's around, but it's not like part of like the mainstream. Like,
right.
You don't Google everything yet. You know what I mean? Back in these days, you know, like it was just kind of like, you know.
Yeah, it's almost 10 years ago now.
It is.
Yeah.
And Google really blew up arguably like 06. That's when everyone just Googled everything.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
I don't think Google was even like, you know, Google it wasn't like even like a verb yet. You didn't say, oh, Google it. You didn't even think about Googling anything. So like, even though I said I'm this person, this show, you couldn't do this show now. Because people on the phone go, who the fuck, there's nobody, it's not even coming
back up. Back then too, like, you might have accomplished something and it's not even registered on the internet yet, right?
It could be, for sure. So like, you could get away with stuff. So I, what I did was, he goes, why don't you send a bio and, you know, a request, an official request, and, you know, it, just a CD. We'd love to hear his voice, and we'll consider it. But they were excited. So I wrote a fake bio, and I would always wink at the audience. The bio actually, the heading on the bio said BNS Entertainment. So, like, you know, I would do little things, you know, like for, like, BS. Like, I'd do little jokes, like, how are you not catching on that this is total fucking bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
I even wrote in it, like, you know, Mickey's career has almost been like a dream, almost as if it never even happened. That was, like, the beginning of his bio. So I just had little jokes where the audience is like, oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah. You know?
So my buddy John Torres had a deal at the time with Capitol Records, and so he had a great CD with a beautiful voice. I just took his CD with his permission, put my face on the CD. So now you think that's my fucking voice.
Great.
And I FedExed it to them. They called me the next day and said, we'd like to book him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
There you go.
And then you showed up. This is the part, because I remember all kind of like getting there, but I forget. Did you just absolutely tank it? Like, was it just?
Oh, yeah. I can't sing. I cannot sing.
So were they booing you and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, it got switched to the national anthem. From the national anthem, thank God, it got switched to take me out to the ball game for the seventh inning stretch. They double booked on accident.
Oh, that's a lot less pressure, though.
A lot less pressure. And also, like, if you bomb it, you know, like a Roseanne situation where it could have, like, come back to haunt me.
Right.
Know? God, people still crucify her on. Isn't that funny that it's really happened?
It's too weird.
It happened so long ago, and who cares?
Still. It's a fucking song.
Yeah, I know. I agree. But anyway, so you sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
I bombed it.
And then is San Francisco management right away, like, are the Giants, are they like, what the
they
fuck?
They were so pissed.
So pissed?
The editor was great, and he was very brilliant in this. He goes, I want to split the screen, almost kind of the way they did on 24, you know, you see like different boxes. And so it was on me performing, and one camera guy had the intuition to walk over and film the guy, Robert Davis, that booked me. And so there's two shots. You see him like start off like smiling, and then just slowly... just have this transformation of like, motherfucker. And he was not happy.
And then are they like, we've been had? Or they just think that, like, are they suspicious of like, you're not who you say you are? Or they're like, why are you doing this? You know what I mean? Are they like, are you trying to not do a good job?
Well, right away, people, there's a really big shock factor when people figure out they've been conned. Because I've conned people for a long time before, to the point where it's like being Kevin Spacey at the end of fucking, or Chaz Palminteri at the end of Usual Suspects. Remember when the mug's dropping?
Of course.
It's like, none of this has been real. Like, right. It's like one of those, you just have to like, sometimes you have to back away from these people because people like they're in shock.
The option, I mean, the possibility occurs in the head of, you can think you're being conned, I guess, or you could be like, why is he doing, right? Because they still, like, they'd have to put together that you fucked with them, or they can think that you're tanking it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when you watch the footage, you can tell they're having 1,000 thoughts, so who the fuck knows?
Because one of the thoughts could be like, what was that, dude? Like, why?
Like, you could have had just a, you know, Mickey Streets could have just had a bad
showing.
A bad day. He could have had a food poisoning. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah.
He could have been a legit performer.
Because I don't know if I'm that guy, if I'm like, oh, you're not who you said you were. Because you show it up, it's so elaborate. I don't know if I would... I mean, I'm just trying to put myself in that position, right?
You'd be pissed, but
you'd be pissed. Yeah. But I don't know if I'd be like, "Oh, you misrepresented yourself."
Well, I think because of how you'd have to watch the footage again.
Yeah,
how bad I was.
there's no
doubt in your mind that I'm absolutely not a good performer. Like right away, you're like, well, there's no way he's a singer.
Okay,
because even when Beyonce like sang at the inauguration and got some shit for having a little backup track behind her, which all big artists do, by the way, especially when the whole world's watching.
Yes,
you know, people gave Eminem shit because he had a backtrack behind him on SNL. It's like, dude, they all fucking do it. Get over it. You know.
So this is you singing. Oh, that's not you.
I thought you. No, but that's what the crowd sounded like. I'm like, oh, I think that's
me doing stand up. It's different. Wow. So, and then did they like toss you out or?
Oh, we got the fuck out of there pretty quick.
Oh,
whenever we finish a con, you get in, you get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our term was, yo, the money's on the dresser. Leave.
Yeah.
That was like, let's fucking leave.
Now, do you have to get did you have to get Mr. Davis to sign a release to be filmed?
Yes, and that's where the show ran into problems. The ratings were actually not that bad. It wasn't fucking Daily Show or South Park numbers, but for Comedy Central, I'm pretty sure they were good enough to get warrant a second season. It just didn't happen. Like, everybody was suing us. Everybody.
Right. That's my second question. That was going to be the next question.
Hugh Hefner, Major League Baseball, Subway restaurants, an Orange County restaurant, five models.
God.
Like,
lawsuit.
The city of Los Angeles.
Some of those have some pretty good lawyers, I'm guessing.
Let me just say that last one more time. Yeah. The city of Los Angeles?
Now
you're fucked.
Yeah.
Because I spray painted parking signs to teach people how to get out of parking tickets.
Now, were you sued or was Comedy Central sued?
That's the beauty of doing a show. Like, you're so protected. Your contract is such that people have to come sue the corporation. So Comedy Central wasn't even getting sued. The corporation
like the production
of the show.
Exactly. Thank God.
But all the lawsuits were dropped under the agreement that, yo, let's just cancel the show and stop airing it.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of why it got canceled.
And fuck Skyler. We don't need this fucking
yeah,
asshole.
Exactly. Right.
Okay, sure. Okay.
They just now got the taste out of their mouth of that show. Like, I've come back. Like, you know, I still have a good relationship with them. There's some people there that are still there, Jim Sharp and stuff. But, it was like literally, everyone's like, dude, that felt like childbirth. And I've never gone through childbirth, but everybody's like, that show was so hard to push out. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. Let's get back to our friend.
Which friend?
The vampire.
Yeah, let's see what else he has.
I just want to see what else he goes with this.
I'm sorry if I made a fool of Humberside, but
all those people who called me a sleepwalker, I woke up. Now I'm going back to sleep because I'm going to be committed in an isolation room because I'm going to go back to the ministry and allow them to perceive me as I am, a fuck up. Goodbye. Hey, Toronto the good.
Came back.
Look at this square. It was a shithole when I worked here. Now it looks like New York, Manhattan. Where are the bums? There's no bums here. Toronto doesn't have bums. But Waterloo, they're creating bums. They created me. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's the church. Talk to the Pope. He knows everything. I had it. I'm going to die. How can you die when you're dead? Oh, wait a second. I'm going to be crucified, right?
Just ripped his shirt open.
I'm not going to raise my voice because I'm committed to the Lord.
There you go.
Oh, dude, I'd be scared.
Terrified.
Well, he's got the persecution complex. Yes. Like he's Jesus. You know what, Skylar? I was just thinking, your show, Con, is so, it's so fun and so good. And it just goes to show, like, the really fun, good shows, somehow they don't last very long. Like, it is always the great ones that you're like, what the fuck? Yeah, such a bummer.
The procedural ones are the, like, I've done guest stars on like a lot of the procedural shows, like CSI New York, Mentalist, those types of shows, and they don't really seem like they're having a lot of fun. Because every episode, I mean, again, I hope I'm not going to piss anybody out, but they're pretty much the same. It's
yeah.
like,
sure. yeah.
Here's a crime. They're oh, you know they're going to figure it out.
Of course.
And you even start to realize how they're you're like, oh, well, I know what you're going to do. You're going to do that thing where you shave the table to find fibers. Like, you just start figuring it out.
Yeah.
And, dude, those actors on that show, I'm not going to name names, but, dude, like before, like you would think you get there and, like, some crazy prep or like you all like rehearse together, dude. Like you, I remember I learned quickly. If you try and rehearse with some of these actors, they don't think they're above you in a way. They just look at you like, dude, I don't care about this show. Like,
oh really?
Oh, dude, they're just like they'll
dude,
say
we're just
action
in these lines.
I'm gonna act like I care about finding this little girl because I found her shoe. You're gonna act like you maybe did it, maybe not, and we'll figure out at the end whether or not you did it.
Yeah.
That's it, dude. Just fuck. Wow. It's not rocket science.
Wow,
that's right? Because so many of these shows get distilled and watered down and made sterile for advertisers. So so people, the advertisers don't get afraid. And that's why so much of television really sucks it. But it's nice that you took a chance and you did.
Thank you.
You got fucked a little because of the lawsuits and everything. But hey.
But it was a great experience.
But hey, yeah, you did something good.
It was the best,
awesome.
Worst time of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the only other show I liked a lot in that time frame was Jackass. And I'm surprised that show went as long as it did because of the violence and like...
They had probably a big lawsuit problem
I'm
too.
I'm sure.
Because their big thing became to put the emphasis on the disclaimer of like, don't try this shit. And also, don't send us... Remember it was like, we don't open your videos?
Yeah.
Like you sent a video... To us of them doing something crazy, we throw them in the trash. We don't look at them.
Well, it became a cultural phenomenon. Like, if you strike a chord and you do it early, you can get away with murder. I mean, look at Charlie Sheen, dude. Like, you know, he's famous for being a bad boy, so people don't care when he's a bad boy.
Yeah, now they expect the bad boy thing.
You know? So a lot of people, like, if one of us beat the shit out of our wives on Christmas Day at where we're at right now, we would never work again.
Right.
But Charlie Sheen was already there as a bad boy, so when he beat the fuck out of his wife, like, people were like, I kind of expect
not
that on Christmas
that.
Day from him.
Then he like pulled a knife on her.
Well, he's done a horrific.
Yeah, he's done like
in
really
and out of
crazy
rehab.
Shit.
Why do you think that?
I partied
Charlie
with him a couple
Sheen,
times. He's pretty crazy.
So why do
you did?
Think, yeah,
but why do you think he struck a chord with America so much with this bullshit?
Well, one thing America loves, and you cannot deny this, is some sort of royalty because we don't have royalty.
Right.
So
right.
Famous is royalty to us.
Yeah. Yes.
We love seeing, even though we complain and go, oh well, Michael Douglas, you know, silver spoon in his mouth. His dad was Kirk Douglas. Still, even though people might complain, they fucking love it. They're
right.
like, well, I wish I had that. And that's why people watch the Kardashians. And that's why people watch all these families. Yeah, you know what I mean? So he is royalty. He's Hollywood royalty. And people like to just look, people care about Suri Cruz and she's never done anything.
But why the bad behavior? Why
the
warlock phase when people should normally go, oh God, give the guy's bipolar. He's obviously spiraling. He's
I think
an abuser.
A big part of it, honestly, was that he was doing this stuff while like it happened exactly at the time that his show was number one. He's a star, whether or not, I mean, you know, we don't watch fucking 2.5 Men, but about 20 million people do.
Yeah.
So if you're doing that, like, while, you know, if you had, like, if Justin Bieber was like beating people up right now, his fans would probably still be like, he's fucking just, I don't care. The Chris Brown's a great example.
Yeah. Oh my God.
His following, like, they are always defending him. Always.
It's gotten bigger post beating up Rihanna.
Yes.
This is crazy.
And they are always like, because you can always see the Twitter people always talk shit about Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then his fans will find that person and they will light them up about it. Like, fucking shit changed. This is a different time. You don't know what the fuck. Like, they defend him.
Yeah.
Because he's a hit maker.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, my favorite one is people, because the rumor is that she cheated on him. It's a very, it's like a strong, like almost verified rumor. Like, people in the music industry tell me this all the time. She cheated on him and gave him herpes, and that's why he beat her up. And
what?
I see people on Twitter. Yeah, I see people on Twitter go, well, dude, if some bitch gives me herpes, I'm going to beat her up too. I'm like, now, hold on a second. Like, it is wrong, but do two wrongs make it right? You know, like, yeah, it's terrible. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Then maybe out her in an interview and say, this bitch did this to me. That would be just as bad as, you know, well, no, it wouldn't be as bad, but it would be, that'd be fine. Just being honest about what happened.
Right, right.
You don't need to beat the fuck out of her.
Yeah. Because I thought the whole thing they said was that, and I mean, not that it matters, but like, in the whole thing was that in that car, she was getting a text from a guy. Right, and that was the catalyst to the
It was right? From the guy, yeah, exactly.
From the guy that gave her herpes,
yeah.
That led to her giving him herpes,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Yeah. Thanks for the herpes.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody's got herpes.
Yeah,
who doesn't have herpes, right?
Come on,
everybody's.
I gave you herpes when?
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
who are you?
A couple of years ago.
Would you get that sick Kim Deal thing up there?
Thank you for noticing, Skylar Stone. I got on. Some artist did it. Some girl from Boston online. I got that.
Why did she leave the band, by the way?
Well, I'll tell you what. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know the exact reason.
This
is my wheelhouse.
Topic.
The Pixies. I'm a huge Pixies fan. Oh, you are.
Huge.
Delicious.
Seen them seven times.
Really?
Huge fan.
Did you see the Doolittle tour the last?
I did. I went to the the Henry Fonda. Yeah,
yes,
the Henry Fonda.
I was there too.
Yep.
Now, my theory is, did you see the documentary Loud, Quiet, Loud?
Yes.
Okay. Know how she and Frank Black kind of have a rift going?
Constantly.
Constantly. Yeah. I think it has that old guard type of thing.
I don't like that they're going on tour that, or it's not the Pixies.
I won't see them.
Dude, like, they're on the rumor list for, they're practically confirmed to be at Coachella again this year. And I go to Coachella every year. I'm kind of a fucking freak for it.
Tom loves Coachella.
I doubt it.
How'd you know?
Tom cracks me up. Like literally, like, I know there's things that I'm excited about that Tom would just never get excited about.
Tom.
And I feel like less of a man because he's not excited about them.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm dead serious.
Well, don't.
Tom makes me feel like less of a man.
No, don't. Because
she always gets on me for my lack of excitement.
No, he doesn't get excited about anything, Skylar.
Oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Ask him what his favorite movie is.
Ooh.
What's your funniest movie? Ask Tommy. What's
that's not my favorite movie. You always say this like it's my favorite movie.
Isn't that funny
movie.
How girls will do that? They'll tell, like, Nicole will go,
it's
Skylar's favorite artist of all time is Ray Charles. I'm like,
no.
I like Ray Charles. He's not my favorite artist.
Listen, this movie's not even on my top 20.
But it's what's that the funny part of this movie?
That,
the funniest
that's a
part.
Different way to lead
right,
into
well, I'm a little tired today. So, I mean, for fuck's sake. Sorry. Excuse me. The semantics lesson.
Okay.
What's the funniest? Ask him what the funniest part of Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer is. Just ask him.
It's not really a funny movie, but okay.
Right, but ask him.
What's the funniest part of Henry's Portrait of a Serial Killer?
When they get the hookers and they get in the car and they snap their necks.
You see the smile on his face? You see that smile?
That's a funny part.
That's what he gets excited about, Skylar. Not normal things.
I could see. I think I'd laugh at certain things that I would never laugh at if I was watching it with Tom.
Right.
Why?
Sometimes, and then it's, but when you're married to him, it's disturbing. You're like, why are you laughing at murder and homicide and blood?
Well, me and Nicole laugh at ID Channel. Do you guys watch ID Channel?
No.
I've watched it before, of course.
Change your fucking life.
What is
okay?
it, murder?
If
though?
We're on the same page on some things like Pixies and stuff, you need to jump on this level. ID Channel, okay, when I was young, I loved Unsolved Mysteries. I loved cheesy reenactments of real
he
shit.
He loves it. I can't
My
do
favorite.
It, man.
Okay,
my
ID
favorite.
Channel is 24 hours a day.
I watch
reenactment shows
all the time.
Oh my God!
Oh,
I've watched marathons of
Behind Mansion Walls. Have you watched that one?
I haven't seen that one.
All rich killings, like millionaires killing millionaires in their millionaire homes.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Oh no!
I like crime solving stuff. You know, I like it.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I like. Yeah, my favorite types of movies are actually like thrillers. You know, like there's
his
so many dog
movie,
shit ones.
His favorite movie is Forrest Gump.
Get out of here.
That's a good movie.
It's good, but it's not my favorite.
If you like thrillers, then do you miss the 90s like I do? Because that was the decade for thrillers.
70s and 90s.
Yes, 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 yes. 80s was all about comedies.
Yes.
Last decade's been about nothing.
Yes.
Like, it's been the worst decade for films ever. 70s,
like, The Conversation.
Yeah.
And 90s had, you know, like, The Fugitive.
Fugitive is a fantastic thriller.
It's so good.
It's a perfect
film. The only thing that takes you out of The Fugitive now is any type of, like, you know, it's like jumping off the train. It's so bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
whatever effect you want to call
it. Isn't
that
funny how it's not bad then, though?
Then you thought it was
awesome.
It's
so weird that something can't last.
Your brain compartmentalizes, like, without you consciously being aware of it, how things evolve.
Yeah.
So, like, it just, in your head, at a certain point, you saw that, and you're like, that's old, that looks stupid.
Yeah.
And the further we go, the more it looks ridiculous. But
that's
the film is brilliant. It's such a good movie.
Further we go. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so, like, you know, in 20 years, if you watch The Fugitive, it's going to look like fucking Vertigo. It's going to look like you shot it in, like, 50s, you know?
Well, I'll tell you a movie that actually doesn't really hold up that well. Maybe you think it does. So it pisses people off sometimes when I say this. Falling Down doesn't hold up as much as I thought. It was awesome when I was a kid.
Oh, right, with Michael Douglas.
It just comes across a little silly now.
It is. It does. Yeah. It does strike
just
a little
a tad silly.
You know the one that surprised me at the effects not looking like you can tell. Like I said, you evolve from it. Is the original, the first Jurassic Park? Those don't look like, you know, when you saw that and you're like, "What? There's dinosaurs in this movie for real."
Yeah.
Now you can, because of how the you know, the technology is now. Now it looks kind of goofy at parts. Not every shot, but some of them you're like, "Oh, that looks dated."
Well, shameless segue. The movie Walking with Dinosaurs that I'm in is James Cameron's company did the animation, so all up to date. Yeah. And what they did was, this is actually, I really hesitate to even call it animation, because it is animation, but it's not Ice Age. It's not Lion King. It's not some 2D Disney stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not even like 3D Pixar stuff. It's like its own thing.
Here's Walking with Dinosaurs. Wonder,
live the most amazing creatures ever to walk the earth. Like me. Wait, that's not me. That's me, down here.
Is that you, Skylar?
We're Pachyrhinosaurus.
This looks crazy.
We may not be as scary as a
If you looked at this next to Jurassic Park, it's shit your pants.
My mom watches over us, but my dad...
So it's a voice role for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's the first thing I said when you spoke?
I do a lot of voiceovers.
Yeah, I believe
I'm the voice of Busch Light, so if you ever see a...
What?
TV commercial that goes, easy drinking Busch Light.
Yeah.
Ice, cold, easy. That's me.
That's awesome.
Now, how did you get... I'm always fascinated. How did you get into the voiceover game?
My dad. My dad is in the advertising world, and when I got out here... He kept saying, "Skylar, stop trying to focus on comedy and selling a show," because he thought those were like big. He didn't think that I couldn't do it. He's like, "But you need to be realistic. You got to have something that's going to get you by when the big jobs don't come."
Right.
Part of that entitlement, I thought, you know, I sold the show. They're going to come all the time.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, "Skylar, just make a voiceover reel. Make a voiceover reel. Pass it around." I'm like, "Dad, I don't want to do commercials. I want to like have a 1 hour special on HBO." Not saying you're not going to get there. Get a fucking job in the meantime. Do you want to be a waiter or do you want to do this? And when I heard that, he's like, waiter or this? I'm like, all right, I'll do this. And so I just started doing like a ton of voiceover. I would watch commercials and I would pause it and transcribe the entire commercial. And I'd write down the whole script for a Bush ad, a Ford ad, a Gatorade ad. And then I'd go into booths like this, you know, with a mic, and I would just like re-record real commercials, and then I'd put music under it, and people actually thought that I booked real spots before I ever booked real spots.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so I passed it around, and then, you know, I've done Walmart, Coke Zero, Burger King, Arby's.
And do you submit your, like, do you audition the same way you worked for another commercial?
I audition every day. I'm at a big agency where I just go in and they just hand me a pile of copy and I just audition, and it's a numbers game. I go months without booking something, and then sometimes in 1 week they're like trying to figure out how to schedule me for 3 in 1 day. Like it's fucking feast or famine. It's like, you know.
Are you going to hook me up with this? I want to do voiceovers.
You should do voiceovers.
I want to so badly.
Why haven't you done it?
Just never occurred to me.
Dude, it's great because you know what else it does? You know, sometimes you'll get a certain road date. You're like, God, I feel like I'm above this road date. Like, I don't want to do... Like, haven't you got some...
Yeah.
We kind of had that conversation today.
Like, you'll have some and you're like, oh, God, the money's not that great. Yeah. I've been to this club. They don't really fill. It's not a great... And like, it's allowed me to go, you know what? I'm not doing that club. I'm not doing that dumb club because I just made enough this week. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to wait for the ones that matter. It lets you be a little more choosy. You know what I mean?
That's good.
And then you also spend more time at home with your dog, your kids, your family. So, you know.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I used to work in animation. I did a lot of cartoon voices over the years. I cast Tom as a pirate.
Yeah.
And what?
Played a great. Oh my God. What was the cartoon even? Fuck, I remember now.
You gave me actually a couple.
It was a DVD.
It was a few. It wasn't just the pirate.
Yeah.
The pirate.
Well, he has such a great deep voice. Like, he's got a real gravel eating voice, and he was good.
Gravel eating.
Yeah. You sound like you're real. I like you're so deep. So yeah.
How about this guy? This guy's voice is crazy.
Obviously. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, I should get back into voiceover. Wait,
about that. Why would you stop that?
Because I just became a writer on like television stuff, and I just got sick of doing animation.
What have you written on? What TV shows have you written on?
I was on Chelsea Lately. I worked as a writer on that show.
No shit?
Yeah.
Were you ever on the panel?
Yes, for 2 years. What happened was at Deke, I worked at DIC Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Deke, they did like Inspector Gadget.
Oh, I remember. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And
you
then,
have to fucking explain that one to me.
Yeah, and they got sold. That's what happened. Sorry. And then I was like, I'm kind of over animation. I'm going to get into live action and just be a comic full time.
I guarantee you, Nicole has seen, my fiance has seen every episode of Chelsea. It's all she cares about.
She's definitely seen it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's all she cares about.
Oh my God.
Does she love it?
She loves it.
Yeah, of course.
Loves it.
Yeah. It's so funny.
She also likes a ton of Bravo programming.
I love really Bravo, too. Yeah.
We're all over the Bravo.
Do you watch Millionaire Matchmaker?
And that one I actually like.
Yeah, it's
But there's
good.
A lot of ones on Bravo that she likes that I'm like, I can't watch.
There's
like,
a few dog shit ones for sure.
Well, I can't watch. I don't like the Kardashians. I can't watch
I don't
that.
Like them either.
She is that
loves,
on Bravo?
She loves to watch it.
That's the E channel.
That's
fuck,
E, I'm
fuck
sorry.
The Kardashians. I think they're awful for women. I don't agree with that show.
Yeah.
What other Bravo shows?
Oh man, name one. I'll tell you if she watches.
Did she watch Shaws of Sunset?
Yeah, I get into that one because I like the guy. I like that big guy that
Reza.
Sounds kind of gay, like that guy. Like,
he is gay.
Is he gay? Okay, then I like him.
Yeah.
Then I like the gay guy that sounds gay because he's gay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just
that guy's
I'm
hilarious.
Eating all your candy.
Please,
by the way.
Please okay.
do it,
help
do
yourself.
It, do it. That is fucking.
Speaking
shit.
Of television shows,
yes.
Listen, we got this email from Vanessa. She goes, "Hi, mommies. Just wondering your thoughts on Michael J. Fox, in parentheses, shaky jeans, getting nominated for a Golden Globe. Love the podcast and Theo. P.S. Tina is the main mommy. Sorry, Tom."
Okay.
Which she goes, "Or is the main mommy Theo?" Interesting twist.
Interesting twist.
He, Tom, pardon me, podcast 101. Don't eat chocolate. Right, we're talking. Tom came to the improv the other night, and I don't remember why I was there that night. But once I knew Tom was going on, I hung around because I love watch Tom. And you got on stage and did a Michael J. Fox bit.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked about this on the podcast?
This is kind of where it came from, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It evolved from saying it on the podcast. Yeah.
You're a ballsy mother. Like, I think I'm ballsy. He is a ballsy motherfucker. Because the day and age of, like, you know, the 70s comic, you know, the Carlin or Pryor, like, speaking out, not caring about anything in Hollywood. Like, so many comics are like, "Well, I don't want to say that because late night bookers won't like," and Tom still does late night spot. Like, but he literally says this stuff and, like, just with no, like, a lot of comics would say it. And the reason most of the time it doesn't work these days is they don't commit to it. They're just kind of half saying it, and then they really sugarcoat, like, I'm totally kidding. I mean, obviously I like Michael J. Like, he's uber talented. Not Tom. Tom says it. Commits and then no apology afterwards, and it killed me.
Oh, thanks, man. It's on my new special. So
it is?
Yeah, it's on my new special.
I was laughing. Did you hear me in the back? I was like dying.
I think I was more focused on all the upset faces as I was saying it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that there are a few people laughed. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so our Michael is nominated for an Emmy, that's right.
Golden Globe.
No,
Golden Globe. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about? Golden Globe, and we have one of the isolated jokes from the show.
Yeah, I mean, this is listen, we're
not on board.
Skylar, we're not on board with this fucking dumb show.
Yeah.
So
is it okay to kick it back like this? Just like,
absolutely.
Yeah, totes,
just stay close to the mic. Yeah.
So this is I've pulled this clip from an actual episode, and this is one of the funny bits.
Okay. Here we go.
That's my Peabody Award.
911. What is your emergency?
911. No, I didn't call 911. No, there's no emergency. You know what I did? I called 917, but I missed out. I my drugs haven't kicked in.
Excuse me,
fine.
Sir.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Hello.
Get it? Because see, he has fucking Parkinson's, so he can't dial the
Are
numbers.
There a lot of Parkinson jokes? I didn't know this.
My assumption is that the show is built around Parkinson's jokes.
You know what?
That's what I say on stage, and it's, I don't know if it's true, but I think it's pretty true.
Wow.
But now I figured out why I don't really like the show, and this is why. We watched Breaking Bad. We just got into it. Forgive us. We're late.
I'm always. Do you know what I just watched all of?
Huh.
Like, just this year. Huh. Had never seen it before. Sopranos.
Me too. I just finished.
Dude. Oh my God. I'm always late, so you don't have to apologize to me.
She's just got into it.
So here's the point of the story is the reason that I don't like this is because it objectifies him as just the shaky genes. Like if you watch Breaking Bad, his son has, what is it? Not MS, cerebral palsy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't define him.
But
like, he's just a kid.
In his defense, we don't watch the show and don't know that.
but that's how they frame this whole show. It's like, this is the shaky genes. This whole show, the pitch was, this is, hey, guess what? You remember Michael when he was healthy and young.
I'll say this, and this sounds awful. I don't care. I don't like, even on these little YouTube searches we did for the show, mm-hmm. where he's like, he's, you know, like, look, putting his son, and he's like, looking at, he's like, well, I'm going to pick up the kids later if you want to be here when I get back. And you're like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, it's literally, I don't think
it's hard to
that's the thing I want to watch for this is supposed to be this is light comedy stuff. It's NBC primetime. It's not like edgy, in which case, like, you can go a lot further with things. For light fare, it's tough to look at, you know, a frame of the guy who's like, hey, I mean, it, you know.
Well, and it can't treat it with the depth and respect that it deserves, in my opinion. Like, if it's the schmaltzy, like, I dial 917, 911, and you're like, well, it's really cheapening what they're trying to do, I'm assuming, which is to give depth to a guy that's dealing with an awful disease, right?
Yeah, it's...
It trivializes it, in my opinion.
I had bangs last summer.
Well, you're the exception that proves the rule.
I'm gonna
Although summer
roll
is
my
always
brains.
Your biggest season, if I'm just being real.
Thanks for that.
Is this why I can't go right today, so you can babysit a haircut?
It's not just some haircut, Michael. It's a symbol of my mortality. At the concert, some idiot actually thought that I was old enough to be Eve's mom.
Does this idiot have eyes, ears, and the ability to process information?
I know it's hard for you to step outside your charmed life and see other people's challenges. I'm about to turn 30. I have less eggs inside me than a Bennigan's because they don't serve breakfast. Michael, are you even listening to me?
Oh, no, you lost me at Bennigan's. Well, whatever happened to Bennigan's?
Mike's a generous big brother to a point. Like, he helps me pay rent.
Okay,
on
so
an
it
apartment.
Does like talking.
I'm dying.
Stuff,
right? So it's not a multi-camera? I thought it was a laugh
track. No, it's a single cam.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, dude, that I would never watch this show then.
You would have watched it as a multicam?
I might have given it a shot. Like, cause I
why?
Thought,
why would that?
Because that's what. Because it would just bring me back to like what he's known. Like, you know, growing
family
up watching.
Ties.
Yeah. I don't want to see him on a single camera.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember when the Facts of Life had the comedian back then, that's what they called us, with cerebral palsy, Jerry? And all of her jokes was about having terrible... And you're like, stop with Jerry.
What are you doing? You're making me uncomfortable.
Cousin Jerry,
Let's see what his mic says.
I don't
want
to think about getting sick.
Is he about to do something?
Oh, Jesus.
Mike Henry, news on Channel 4.
Stay informed.
Dishwasher.
Right,
Mike Henry, dishwasher.
Nah.
Place. Oh, here it is. Oh, great. Connect the gravy. Why do you say gravy?
This is not gonna be helpful.
So you know what I'll do? I'll call my wife on her cell phone and she will straighten this whole thing out.
This must be when he calls 911.
Yeah.
That's my Peabody Award.
911, what's your emergency?
No, 911. No, I didn't call 911. No, there's no emergency. You know what I did? I called 917, but I missed out. I my drugs haven't kicked in.
Excuse
me, fine. I'm fine. Hello?
Now the cops are going to come.
I give up. I don't know which one it is.
Bah, bah, bah. I give up.
Here's the police.
I give up.
Back away. NYPD.
Not even realistic.
I'm on the phone.
Doesn't matter. We have to respond. Better safe than sorry.
You know, I called 45 minutes ago. If this were a real emergency, it'd fall squarely in the sorry category.
It's not us. It's a new 911 call system. That's what you get for $2
billion. $2
billion? We'll just come back tomorrow.
Between 11 and 6.
But wait, I get...
Stay informed.
Stay informed.
11 and 6? He said sex.
Did he say sex?
Skylar, did you write this?
Yeah, Harris. It's Mike. I've been thinking about your offer.
I created
the show.
See
those wheel locks?
Excuse me, Mr. Henry.
Here we go.
Since we're both here, can I get you to sign an autograph? My uncle's got Alzheimer's.
I've actually got Parkinson's.
Either way.
Harris, I gotta get back to work.
Either way?
Yeah.
So now not only are they just like trying to, now they're parading. Never mind.
I'm such definitely going to get
such a fucking bummer.
Some hate mail when that airs for sure.
Cares
a lot. I got a lot when my special airs, and I'm making fun of my.
Is this a Comedy Central special?
We haven't sold it yet. We're just editing it right now. So,
wow, is it a half hour or an hour?
It's an hour.
Oh, I want to see this. Yeah, you're gonna get some. You're gonna get some shit because he's one of America's he's beloved.
I'm gonna get like I can feel it already.
No.
Aren't you a fan of his though? Didn't you love Back to the Future?
Oh yeah,
but that's
Greed
why I'm
was a good
so
movie
opposed,
or Greedy, I think it was called.
But that's why I'm opposed to it. Is like I am a fan of him, and I don't
and
know.
And we don't
this
feel
is.
Like he should work.
This is the best vehicle for him, you know. Like,
yeah,
I'm
no,
sure.
Know. But you know what? Obviously, here's the
I
thing.
Love him.
This is the great part. I get to have this opinion. Christina gets to have this opinion, and millions of people can disagree and watch the show, and he can win awards, and the show goes on, and we each get to say.
And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody fucking cares.
Yeah, I'm not against him working, you know, I just don't enjoy it.
Oh my God.
Huge news today.
Massive dental update. Yes. Skylar, should we do our guest dental update?
Absolutely.
All right, Skylar, how are your teeth? When's the last time you visited
the dentist?
Let's see
that smile. I think you have a nice smile.
Those are nice.
My ex-girlfriend, she said her favorite thing about me is my teeth. I never got told that before. So
you have nice teeth.
Maybe she couldn't think of anything and she just picked that.
No. That's a big thing for people.
Nice.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Oddly enough, and I didn't even know we were going to do this bit, I called them on the way here. I'm going the day after Christmas at 9:40 in the morning.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Why the urgency? Is there something wrong?
I need to put... I'm sorry. I didn't know. This is so funny. I have to put on... I forgot what it's called.
Crown?
No.
Oh, your gold. The diamond? Did it fall out?
Yeah, my grill, son. I don't remember what
you
it's called.
You have to put something on? Have you removed something?
What is it when you just, they put it on the side of the tooth, but it's white. And
filling?
No.
Enamel.
Porcelain.
White out.
No.
Cheese.
No.
Hot
dog
meat.
I don't know.
Veneer?
No.
Crown? No.
Bonding.
Yes.
Bonding! Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Thank you.
You weren't going to stop, so you figured out what they're doing.
No, definitely not.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting a
bonding.
Need to
okay.
know.
Bonding.
Wait, where? Which tooth?
I don't know what the name of it is, but it's the
25.
Second one.
Yeah, that's R25. Did you have good teeth as a kid? Or you get braces?
I got braces.
You did?
Yep. Yeah. You know what pisses me off? Do you guys know about rainbow looms?
No.
No.
Well, you don't have kids.
How many kids do you have again?
Two step kids, 7 and 10.
7 and 10. Wow.
Raised them for 5 years now.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The little one doesn't even remember me not being in his life.
Because 2 years old, right?
Yeah, just the other day, Nicole goes, well, you know, when I lived with your daddy, and he goes, when did you live with daddy?
Yeah.
He thinks he's always been with me and mommy, and daddy's always been on his own. Really weird. I was like, well,
so what does he call you, if you don't mind me asking?
He calls me Skylar.
Okay.
I don't mind. Yeah. No. He calls me Skylar.
These are like your, I mean, you obviously raised them.
Oh, yeah.
Like your boys now.
Oh, yeah.
Boy and a girl?
Boy and a girl, yeah.
That's great, man.
Oh, they're hilarious, dude. They're fucking hilarious. But, wait, why did I bring them up? What was I saying?
Your teeth. We were talking about your teeth.
But then what did I say?
I asked you if you had
thanks, Tom.
Braces growing up.
Oh, and then rainbow looms. Dude, there's this new toy right now where, I mean, it's taking over the whole fucking world. Hmm. That's what kills me about toys.
Watch the language.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Wait, you guys really don't curse?
No, of course we
don't. Oh, please. I was like, wait, I'm like trying to remember if you have this whole time and if I'm the only one. So Rainbow Loom is like this, it's this like clear plastic thing with a bunch of spokes on it. And then somebody was staring at some kid's mouth full of braces and saw those little, you know, those little colored
rubber bands.
Yeah. Someone just looked at that and said, you know what? There's something there.
Of course.
And bought a bunch of those, okay, which is obviously cheap. They make them in, what, Taiwan or some shit? And they literally put them around these spokes, and there's different designs you can make, but you make bracelets, rings, necklaces, like keychains that are made out of rubber bands, and it's the cheapest thing. All the most famous toys that make someone a billionaire, it's the dumbest idea ever.
Of course. Slinky.
Yes.
Amazing.
You're like, oh, let's just take a coil and let people fucking play with it downstairs. Like, we should just stop doing podcasts and have think tanks and come up with dumb like, toy shit.
But doesn't that go to show that all the video games and all the high tech crap for kids, the best stuff is like what George Carlin said. Like, remember he's just sitting in the backyard with a stick and you play put the stick in the dirt?
Yeah.
Like, that's really the funnest, in my opinion.
You just play with the fucking stick for a while.
You should look up Rainbow Loom. Somebody just stared at some kid's braces. Said, let's get those rubber bands and let's just make fucking necklaces out of them.
Unreal.
They're billionaires now.
So your teeth are good.
Teeth are good.
Do you have any veneers?
No. That's what Matt Dillon had, and there's something about Mary.
Well,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
None of those.
Which is my aversion to them, which brings me to my dental update. Mm-hmm. My two front teeth, one of them is chipped, so every like 10 years I have to get either bondings, both of them, and now I'm getting veneers.
Why'd you chip it?
Some fucking kid in third grade threw a metal ring at my face, like on the playground when I was little, and now ever since.
So how often do you have to fix it?
Like every 10 years.
Shut up.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Okay, that to explain it. The other day, Nicole freaked out. I pointed to her two front teeth. She's actually chipped each one.
Yeah. Either you could bond it or veneer it.
Yeah. She was talking smack, so I had to handle it twice.
You okay, know what I mean? All right. Okay. You handle it. Yeah. So here's the point of story.
I had to Chris Brown that shit.
Yeah.
Is that the veneers, they're being made right now.
To like match, to shade match.
Because my teeth don't match right now. These two are very white. Anyways, so one of my gums is higher than the other on my two front teeth. So I went to a periodontist today to get a consultation to see if he can cut the gums to even them out. Here are my two options, Skylar. Just see which one of these you would choose.
Okay. I'm listening.
So option number one is the shorter gum we can cut to match the higher gum line.
Shorter gum you can cut.
Cut it. And here's the thing, though, because my gum's super strong. He's gonna cut, and then he's going to shave the bone down.
Oh, my gosh.
The bone, and then stitch it up. And then 4 to 6 weeks later, I come back. He cuts into it again and again. That's option one. Okay,
sounds
now,
terrible, by the way.
Right. Okay, now number two, I could get braces on the top front four of my teeth, pull down the bone on...
Option number one. I don't even want to hear the rest of two.
It's so
braces?
Awful.
Horrible.
Dude, there's nothing funnier to me than an adult that said, all right, I'll do the braces option.
It's so sad.
It's so funny to me. Like right away, I do not take you. You could literally tell me you're the president of a company. I see braces on your mouth. I'm like, that's hilarious.
I know, because you can do Invisalign now. Like, you don't have to show people that you have braces, right?
Yeah, but you still see them.
I don't care. I can't do braces again. So the point of the story is I chose neither. I'm going to go with the gums being uneven.
Who gives a
shit?
Because
it's only off by like half a millimeter.
You're married. You're happy. What are you worried about?
Good point. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's my dental update. It was, and I'm sure it cost thousands of dollars either option.
My dental update is that Monday I will be picking up a very... very, very expensive Snorguard that was made just for my mouth, where I had to fit, like I get my molded, and then there are bands, and it keeps
Was this your pushing?
Do you see these eye bags? It's because my husband he wears one into bed now that he got from the television.
The television made it.
I can't sleep next to him because he snores through it, and yes, I wear earplugs.
How loud? And don't exaggerate. Let me hear it.
For reals?
Give me an impression. Okay. You're lying.
And then every now and then.
You have sleep apnea?
No, I don't know.
That's some Joe Coy shit right there.
Yeah.
Joe Coy has sleep apnea.
I've never been diagnosed with sleep apnea.
And then he wears that thing, Joe Coy does. So then the other one, the humming, is... all night long.
Now
I slept on the couch.
It varies. It's not night after. It goes.
It varies.
It goes.
We smoked
like,
pot last night.
Right, but
and that doesn't help.
I love pot.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. Some nights
I love that you still call it pot. By the way,
yeah. What is it called now?
Not pot.
It's not called grass.
You wanna smoke some pot.
The other night you said
I don't pass
you slept
on grass,
great, and I slept next to you.
You did, yeah, but we didn't drink or smoke.
Right, I'm just trying
marijuana.
To make that.
So you think that leads to it?
Yeah,
definitely leads to it.
Relaxes him.
The more like if I'm exhausted, it's game over. Like if I'm saying like if I slept 2 hours last night, then tonight it's
gonna
be
snore a lot.
It doesn't matter what happened. If I drink, you know that's when you really relax. If I drink too much, everything relaxes more. That's bad. The best is just to be like
do a bunch of coke.
Coke.
Yeah.
There you go. Buddy.
Come off
constricts
that.
Everything. Yeah.
Is that the key to sleeping good?
Totally.
Well,
grammar. There you go.
Have you ever done cocaine?
No, yes. Never. I've never.
What?
You?
I've done, I think, almost all drugs. I've never smoked crack. Have you?
No.
You definitely have done coke.
Come on, Skylar.
I don't know.
You're in a children's movie.
What does it look like?
Yeah, of course you've done coke.
It looks like it's in your bloodstream right now.
No, I drank a medium coffee before I got here. Mm-hmm. A good one. A really good. That coffee bean right by your house is a good coffee
bean.
It's
a really good one.
They really cared about my order. And you know what? He said happy holidays. And
I don't
respect
like that.
That.
You know, I don't fucking respect. It's Merry Christmas. Everybody knows that.
Hey, by the way, Santa Claus is white. I mean, let's just fucking. I mean, seriously, that was the dumbest shit I ever heard.
He's white.
Fucking stupid.
You know how silly black people sound, even like Like, by the way, we're arguing over somebody that
there
isn't real.
Go.
Like, it's, he's
there
not even go. Real, and we're arguing.
Oh, look, you scared my son.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You scared my son.
I get intense. Right?
It's okay.
You're very
Tom's seen me
Theo.
Very intense.
Very intense. It's time to fill her up.
And seal her shut.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Finally.
Really? Come. Yes. That's what this game is all about.
Are you being serious?
You're the first person that ever actually said it.
Wait, it really is that?
Yes. So we give you an option, and you tell us who you want to fill up with and seal shut with your cum.
Wait, you're not kidding.
Not kidding
this
at all.
This is real.
Okay, I didn't know that. I just have a bad...
We have a site that's dedicated to just filling her up and sealing her shut.
Okay, so go.
Okay, so...
Now, this is an animated film that you're going to be starring in.
Yeah.
It comes out today called...
Walking with Dinosaurs.
You should take your kids. There's no cum in it, right?
Oh, my God.
Are
we going to tie these two together?
Do the dinosaurs come in each other? Or
disclaimer, Fox, I'm a comedian. You hired a comedian. So okay. This is my life. This is my life.
Is there,
it has nothing to do with the movie.
Does a pterodactyl come
in a brontosaurus? You're going to give me a job out.
Okay. All right.
So we thought we would do an animated filler up
sealer
shot. I'm going to go old school on this. I'm going to go Disney. So they're not Fox, right? Minnie Mouse or Daisy Duck? Who do you...
Daisy Duck.
Wow, no hesitation.
And then explain your reasoning.
It's very, very simple.
Okay. She's white.
Minnie Mouse is not real. It's Mickey wearing a dress. It's not even a different character.
Get the
Wait,
fuck
no,
out of here.
That's
Dude,
not true.
Walt Disney was all on opium, and I think he was into cross-dressing. He was.
Well, yeah. Then Daisy is Donald.
Oh, my God. He was a huge opium addict.
Great.
Oh, that's awesome.
And a
oh,
womanizer yeah. and an anti-Semite.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. That's very apparent.
Misogynistic, Jew-hating, motherfucking opium addict.
Yeah,
he's a real piece of shit. But then Daisy Duck is just Donald Duck, but with a bow.
No, those are two different people for sure.
Okay.
Someone's real convinced of
that. That little waddle, too.
Okay.
Looks like she could take it.
A little sexy waddle.
Me, personally,
okay.
I am going Minnie Mouse.
Of course.
She's an old school slut in my book.
Oh, come on.
She was taking dick, original dick, back in the day. She's worked up different techniques. She had to be there to take it from Mickey. And I feel like he's an alcoholic. So she's used to like being abused.
The Bukowski treatment.
Yes.
You fucking cunt.
You stupid cunt. And kicks her out. So I feel like I would... draw those panties on down and do whatever I want.
She
to
wore
Minnie.
White panties under her dress. I know that.
Yeah. I'm filling that up 100%.
Okay.
I'm going to come between her ears and stick them together.
Look at Skylar. He's so happy. That's the happiest he's been this whole time. Oh,
that's what I'm going to do.
How dare you?
Who do you choose?
I'm going to go with Minnie because I have a long time love for her.
Mm-hmm.
She's black, which is goth, which I kind of like that goth look. And I like black chicks. Over, you know, no.
Do you think she's like black? Like she like talks black?
She sasses it up.
You like black chicks? Like
I love black girl. Yeah, she's like, put your dick between your legs.
So Minnie Mouse is all.
God damn it! God damn it!
What's that from?
It's from a cartoon. About dinosaurs.
Oh, you're terrible.
No, it's from a porno. I don't know the name of it. But that guy, he had just finished coming.
That's hilarious.
So he's like,
God damn it.
Black,
God
right?
God damn it.
Very black.
Is that racist?
No.
I don't like when people say that is. Like you, what do you mean he sounded black? What's wrong with saying people sound different from each other?
I think black guys sound...
If someone sounds Indian, you don't go, oh, he sounds Indian. Like, you know, like, it almost makes them cooler that they sound different.
They've
got their own
different.
Way of speaking.
That's true.
And I ain't going out like that.
Does that sound like a white guy to you?
What do you think that guy is, yeah.
No.
And I ain't going out like that.
Who does that sound like? What kind of race? What race is that?
Black guy.
Crying motherfucker.
Black guy.
The fuck? Let's see.
He's like a son to me, man.
Who's that?
That was Darren Carter acting black.
How about?
We gonna ride tonight.
That actually could be a white guy acting black.
Really?
Yeah.
We gonna ride tonight.
Never mind. It sounds like Willie McGee from the St. Louis Cardinals. He's black.
Hey yo. Hey yo.
I'm more interested in where he is. Is he at a race car track?
It's definitely outdoors.
Or a Skrillex concert?
It's definitely outdoors.
Is he the Saritan at Coachella? Hey,
what do you think?
Black Eyed.
The last two were me, actually.
Wow.
For real?
For real.
Tom.
Let me hear that last one.
Black work, Tom.
These are both me.
Hey, yo!
Does not sound like you.
And this is me, too.
We gonna ride tonight!
All right, that one does sound like you.
Yeah,
I got fooled.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Oh, I just got conned!
You got conned!
Oh! We take it full circle!
What's going on here?
What about that one?
I didn't hear it.
What's going on here?
That's you.
You're wrong. There's a black guy.
See what a good voiceover actor he is?
I knew this house. I came down here. I saw all the limbs and things. Right?
That's
saw
Cat Williams' last special.
I said, what's going on here? So guy. They say, your niece is in the hospital. I thought it was in Jackson.
Okay. Uh-huh. We got it all turned around. We did an impromptu Tom or Black.
That was fun.
Tom or Black. You guys play that all the time?
Yeah. Usually we do a whole intro for it. It's a whole thing. But we just did it.
Tom or Black.
Here, look. This is Tom or Black intro. Here.
That could be like a great app on a phone, like Hot or Not.
I'm the one that had the elephants roosting in trees.
Shit, man. That's Tom Segura.
Buns, he was a for real grimy nigga.
Hey, you think I give a fuck about a motherfucking red light? Oh. Faggot cop can't touch me. I'm out here smoking weed, beating, all that, dog. Fuck that. That's me.
I put trademarks around your fucking eyes.
It's time for Tom or Black.
Nigga's a fucking joke, nigga.
See, it's a real thing.
It's amazing.
Kate, that just reminded me. Can you play, remember we were at the Office Depot and we kept doing this drop together? We were like, shit, I have a job in my life. You know?
Oh, yeah. Where is that?
you know what I'm saying?
That guy's
Well, you're finding
Hi
that.
Hi there.
Sorry, that was Brody Stevens.
What black guests have you had and played that game with?
Zero.
Why have you had no black guests? What's up with that?
We don't know any.
We just don't know any black people.
Do you know Alonzo?
Of course, yeah. I just
have
saw
Alonzo
him.
On.
I forgot he was black.
You know
Alonzo
why?
Would actually really think that. I forgot.
I should love he and I are actually like.
He's not like Wayne Brady. What do you
no,
mean?
I'm
forgot
totally
he was
kidding.
Black?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, we should have Alonzo. I just saw him. We just hung out with
what
him.
What about D-Ray? You know D-Ray?
Yes.
Do not. He's super black.
Yeah.
You should D-Ray. Have him on.
Yeah. So why don't I? Do you want me? I'll go on while you look. For,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So okay, here's the next filler up.
You know what I'm saying. I love that you guys asked me dental questions, by the way. That was really fucking amazing.
Thank you.
When was the last time you guys had sex, by the way?
Oh, gosh. 2 days?
3 days ago.
3 days ago?
Yeah.
Have you both been home for 3 days?
What happened?
Yeah. Well, we had sex 2 or 3 days in a row.
Yes.
So we had sex.
Yes.
But Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. We did it like we had a bout like a lot and then you had to cool off, you know.
Kind of just let it.
I ain't never had a job before in my life until I started working for Sip. You know, in and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Did a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Who's that?
That's me. That's me doing that.
That's not you.
No, that's definitely
that's not you.
That's a guy. I don't know. I don't know if anyone knows his name. He was he's definitely black, and he used to work for Death Row Records, and he's just commenting on that.
Suge Knight,
Suge, yeah,
that was Suge? that was Suge Knight. That was Suge Knight.
Yeah, it's not Suge. It's Suge.
I don't know why I just said that. I know that too.
It's
that's so funny.
That's not Suge. That's a guy who's from Suge's neighborhood who Suge gave a job to. So he's saying like. I've never had a job in my life until I started working for
Sip. I ain't never had a job before in my life until I started working That's for right. Sip. You know, in and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Did a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Did he snort coke at the end?
No, he's just going, man, I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those.
Why is there a banjo playing under it? Doesn't it sound?
Because from a documentary. Kinda, yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
It was a documentary on Mumford and Sons.
Right,
yeah,
right. And
right.
Yeah.
Now I'm. You know what I'm saying?
And okay. I will wait for is. You.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Give us the other one. We got to wrap this up.
This is the male part of it. Mighty Mouse, or
motherfucking Mighty Mouse,
Inspector Gadget, who's
Whoa.
An actual person.
Which cartoon would you want to be filled up and sealed shut by?
Hmm.
Wait. Oh, hold on. I'm getting filled up?
On this one you are. It's a guy.
Oh.
Penny.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
He's going to put his gadgets.
That's why you take him. I mean, I can get regular. What's the other? Who's the other option?
Hello, Mick. I'm sorry, Mighty Mouse. I said right. Mickey Mouse, but it's actually Mighty Mouse.
I mean, Mighty Mouse could launch into your ass with the speed of whatever he gets.
Yeah.
But like.
But then,
you know,
what?
Yeah, it's like, I feel like being with Inspector Gadget.
He's got all the
like,
toys.
It's like one of those pornos where they're all tied up and they use like the machine thing. Yeah, and like, but he's got all kinds of stuff you've never imagined. So he's plugging you up all airtight. You know, with
they should reboot
things.
That one. They that movie.
They did.
No,
I
reboot it.
Deke.
I'm saying they should do another one, but not with Matthew Broderick. He was the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Bill Murray would be a great Inspector
That'd
Gadget.
Be great.
Do you remember the thing?
They sold the rights to all that, that Deep Company. Huh?
They did?
Yeah.
Do you remember the thing
company.
I showed you last night?
What? Oh, babe, come on, man. See, you ask what my husband gets excited about.
What?
Look at the joy on his face, Skylar. Look,
what is it?
Just show Skylar what you're so joyful about.
I don't think I could.
Is there a concert that ever happens where he's like, we got to go to that, see that
no.
band? Is there a movie that opens on Friday where he's like, we're going opening night?
Yeah.
What actor does it take to get Tom excited?
Yeah, that's the thing. He likes Robert. You like Robert De Niro.
Well, he probably likes what Robert De Niro once was. I don't know. What about?
That's like, pretty accurate.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I think there wasn't there one
now
director. Oh, that Spanish director you like a lot. Remember?
What
we
is
saw
it?
That like
Pedro.
When it came
Almodovar.
Yeah, I like.
We saw the body one where he.
Yeah, the second skin one.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
My
yeah,
likes that.
I wouldn't expect that to be the director you like. That's interesting.
It's not the only one I like. I mean, I like that that Torres guy, the guy that made. He made Pacific Rim most recently, but I didn't really think that was...
Oh, Guillermo Toro?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He makes great... He's made some great films.
Did you ever see Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
That's one that I'm talking... It's yeah. unbelievable
That's
movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get over the top. What my husband does get is content. Like, actually, if, when he's calm and content, I know that's when he's really happy. So that's good enough for me.
But not excited. Never excited. What about when you get, like, a business call? Like, you book something.
I don't book a lot.
He's like happy, but he's not like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, there's very few things that'll get him that.
Yeah.
A new pair of panties.
I do need to get more excited. I'm not trying to reserve my excitement.
Can I tell you who I want to fill me up?
Look how funny is he saying it?
I know.
I do need to get more excited. I'm not trying to not get excited. What is this?
This is what he's excited about.
What is it?
It's a video from E Fucked, you know that site? It's just horrible stuff.
Wait, is it worse than World Star Hip Hop?
It's much more sexually graphic.
You must be the biggest World Star Hip Hop fan in the world.
I go to it every now and then. I'm not like super, super into it, but
I would think
it,
you'd love that.
I do like it a lot. I check it out a lot. But not, I mean, I shouldn't say a lot. I check it out, but
it's
not.
Black YouTube.
It is black YouTube.
Yeah.
E Fucked is much more twisted.
So what's on that video?
This is a girl. She's bent over and she's naked and she's tied down and with a slingshot, they're slinging like a it looks like a cactus ball. It's a spiked ball, and they're aiming for her ass and like her asshole and like from like across the room, and they pull one and it hits right in her asshole.
And she's letting them do this.
She's letting them do this, but she's screaming really, really, really hard. One of our listeners sent us this.
Oh my God, I can't watch that.
Yeah. I mean, most people
I can't watch
really.
That.
I'll show it to you in a minute.
No, I can't watch that.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, can I tell you who I want to fill me up and
yes,
me
yes,
shut?
Tell us quickly.
Mighty Mouse, hands down. I've always had a thing for Mighty Mouse since I was in kindergarten. He's got great muscles, a great figure.
He's got a great figure,
positive
for sure.
Attitude. Yep. A nice song.
There's no fat on that body.
No fat on that body.
He is lean.
He's beautiful body.
Yeah.
Gadget's kind of a nerd. Let's be real.
He's got the toys, though.
I do
a
like...
lot of toys. Come on.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine how he's going to make you feel.
But you know what the best part about it is? The dog and his daughter are going to be there, too. I'm just kidding.
That is the best part.
That is
There's
going to
be
part.
So much fun with Inspector Gadget.
Juice.
A really good time.
Meow, 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 meow.
All right, we got to wrap this up. Let us know who you want to fill up and seal shut. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. And there's also a link there to the page that was set up by one of our listeners, John Adams, the president, set up a page.
The former U.S. president.
The former U.S. president set up the page where you can actually see all the filler up sealer shops and the results, and you can vote on them there. So do that. Thank you for listening. Make sure you go check out Skylar Stone's new film,
Walking with Dinosaurs.
It's in theaters everywhere, IMAX, 3D. It's a fun one. You're going to enjoy it.
John Leguizamo's in it, by the way.
Oh,
big talent, big name. Christina, see her tonight in Atlanta at the Punchline.
Yep.
And that's that. And we'll see you guys all very soon for our Christmas episode next week.
Oh, Merry Christmas, mommies. Merry Christmas. We love you.
We love you guys. Be real. Be jeans.
Please come on.